It is time for some sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.
And Duhar with a high fly ball to right field. Martinez back. Turning. See ya. A home run for Duhar. And the Yankees lead 1-0.
Well, they turned that into a Big Ten 1 victory. Of course, a little late for the Eastern crown, but they had to win because Oakland kept on winning last night. Let's bring in the Big C. O-Z-Z-I. Mike Gozzi. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
Now, didn't I sound like John Sterling when I just introduced you there?
No.
Oh, okay.
You didn't sound stupid.
I can do that, though. I can do stupid really well. Well, anyways, Bryce just has no luck pitching in Yankee Stadium.
He chokes.
Yeah.
He chokes. All he has to do is see that the Yankees uniform, and he starts choking and sweating.
It's not so much when they play in Boston, but when at Yankee Stadium.
It happens there, too.
It's unbelievable, but it's really bad in Yankee Stadium, though. He gave up two home runs to that freshman first baseman.
Rookie.
Freshman.
And Andujar hit another one, and that's how the Yankees won last night. They hit a bunch of home runs. They clocked their personal batting practice pitcher. Got 11 hits, didn't commit any errors for the first time in a couple of days, and they beat Boston 10-1 yesterday. And Boston used their regular relief pitchers yesterday, and Joe Kelly got hit harder than a pinata. So it was a good win for the Yankees yesterday.
Well, they had to win because
Oakland won 10-0
because Oakland won also. So they had a win, and maybe finally that's gotten to some of the players that, you know what, they have to win because, hey, it was Boston's regular lineup, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the pitcher that we saw in the first half of the season came back for the Yankees.
Well, it was Boston's regular lineup to a point. I mean, they didn't have. Bogarts went 0-for-3. He got pulled, and, you know, Phillips played. But it doesn't matter. They scored 10 runs. It doesn't matter who was in the lineup. And a big plus for them yesterday was Severino.
Yeah.
He went 7 innings and only gave up 1 run. That's the best outing he's had in over 2 months.
Yeah,
so
no.
They definitely need him to go anywhere. And like you said, Oakland's holding sway. They beat up on the A's last night 10-0. So that's still a 2.5-game lead. Which, with 10 games to play, looks big, but it could vanish real quick. You lose two, they win two, and you're back to square one. So the Yankees have to hold sway playing against the Red Sox and whomever else they have coming up.
And also, the Yankees and Oakland should be very happy that Tampa Bay didn't kick it into high gear until late in the season because they're not that far behind now either.
Yeah, they're 5.5 behind Oakland, but... Tampa Bay's not that good of a team. They're not as good as Oakland or the Yankees, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, how about the Dodgers? Sweep. Get the brooms out.
Yeah, they're playing good at the right time. They're in first place now. They're in first place by 2.5 games over the Rockies. They swept the Rockies 3. They went from second to first. And they're going in the right direction. And all the teams that were behind them, or all the teams that were jockeying aren't. The Rockies lost 6 out of 10. Arizona's really faded, losing 7 out of 10. So it looks like the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs again. And right now, besides them and the Brewers, they're the two hottest teams going in. So, like I said, anybody could come out of the National League. And right now, the Dodgers are the hot team. And, you know, not to say what's going to happen in a month down the road, but right now they're playing the best baseball in the National League.
And Cleveland's playing pretty good now, too.
Well, that's going to be... that first series is going to be who's going to win the World Series. The Indians-Houston series, unfortunately, it's the first series in the American League division, and those are the two best teams in the American League. Sorry, Boston fans, that's my opinion. And I think whoever wins that series is definitely going to win the World Series.
All right, now you said you wanted to bring up something yesterday when you posted yesterday. Well, what was that you wanted to bring up?
Well, these online bookies, they put what they call prop bets out, where you can bet in line. And when I went to the track last Sunday, my friend wanted me to put a few bets in for him. And actually, it was 2 weeks ago. And the lines were so long and the tellers were so slow that with 40 minutes to go, I got shut out of his 1 o'clock games. But they had people there saying, "Well, you could still bet. You could bet in line, which is basically a sucker in game, which is a sucker bet." So last Sunday in the Broncos Cleveland game, I think it was, they put out a prop bet and was $110 to win $82,000. This is what they put on their line. He got Denver plus $75,000. They were down by 2 points in the game with 70 seconds left, and they had to win the game. I don't think they had any timeouts. I think they were really up against it. Well, guess what? Denver won the game.
Yeah.
So this guy for $110 is due to collect a little more than $82,000. They said that FanDuel says, and that's who it was, folks, FanDuel, you know, they got to own up to it, that there was a glitch in the system and they don't want to pay the guy. Well, whose fault is that?
That's right.
But you know what we'll do? Instead of giving you 82 grand, we'll give you $500 in tickets to a Giant game. Are you insane?
See, this is
posted the bet.
Yep.
The guy risked his 110. You gladly took the money. Now you don't want to pay it? If they don't pay it, this guy goes to court and wins. No doubt in my mind.
I don't know how he's going to win. You know why?
Because, you don't know how he's going to win?
Because they're unregulated. This is an unregulated industry. This is what the people who go to...
No. This is just like the stock market. If you have a bid and ask for a stock and they post the wrong price and you get the stock at the wrong price, you get the stock.
This is the same thing.
But unfortunately,
there's no one to regulate that.
Oh, yeah, you got the ticket, just like you do with a racetrack.
You have
the ticket, and on the ticket are the posted odds. FanDuel's going to lose here. There's no way in the world that they could come out of here without anything. They have to pay this guy the 82 grand.
I hope you're right, simply because most of these online betting places are scams. You know, they show you can win $1 million, come in now.
No. You're looking at something different. This is the legalized bookmaker. This is the bookie.
Okay, this is the bookie. Okay.
This is the bookie. This isn't like some offshore account or something. This is the bookmaker. It's just like you went to the racetrack and said, "Give me 20 to win on this horse," and the odds go off at 20 to 1, but the track screwed up and it was supposed to be 2 to 1, and they post a $42 payout. You got to get your $420. This was posted by the legal bookmakers in the Meadowlands at this price, and he's got to get this. He's got to get the $82,000. It's a ticket. He has the ticket. He went to the teller, made the bet, and on the ticket it says $110 to win $82,000. He's got to get the $82,000. They can't say, "Oh, we made a mistake." Too bad. Just like they tell you when you leave the window, read your ticket to make sure it's right. Well, you better make sure the ticket's right before you punch it too.
Yep. All right. Well, I hope
he's not losing this one. No way in the world.
Well, keep us updated on it because I want to hear how the outcome comes.
I'm sure that it would be in the bottom of the news feed because they don't want to give themselves a black eye saying we screwed up. So it'll be and by the way, FanDuel paid that bet. That's what you're going to see in the news.
All right. Anything else before we say so long for this morning?
Yeah, we got that stupid football game tonight.
Yeah, who's playing tonight?
Super Bowl matchup in the offing, the Browns and the Jets.
Where's the game?
I think it's Cleveland.
I'm going to take Cleveland.
That's who I'm taking.
I'm taking Cleveland. They haven't played bad this year. They haven't played
they
bad.
They haven't won a game, I think, in like 650 days.
Yeah. But they've been playing pretty good.
What's their record?
I know. It's 1. It's 0.
They're the team that blew the bet.
I know. 0-1-1.
There's a team that blew the bet. There's a team that gave the guy the 82 grand.
Amazing.
Hey, you know what? Maybe this guy was a shill for the Browns. Nah, it would have been a lot more than $110 a bet.
That's right. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Gosse with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.